Rabbi said, we're going to do another sugya in the Shas Sugyas of Ilanairis, and that is the sugya of Ganav Betavach. The Gemara has a Kimtas Amdaf Lamadalid, where the Gemara is talking about cases of Kamle B'dim Rabne, and Gemara is trying to find out exactly when it would be possible that it should be proper Kamle Rabne in the halacha of Tvicha Mechira. As you all know, Tvicha Mechira is a specific halacha in the Torah that if you were Ganav, you pay Kefil, Tavach Mochar, you pay Tavach Oy Mochar, you pay Dal Behe, and the Gemara has to come to a Kimtis as to see whether or not there is a possibility of Hamayin Ramine, because the fact L'chair is that the Isser of the Eiraisa of Misa, which would be Shechita and Shabbos, is not at the same time as the Chiyuv Mamay. So the Gemara says, and Metzius, the Amar Rava, Hayo Gedi, on line 4 of Lama Dalet on Bay, is brought here on page 10. Let's see if we can get the Mar Mekayim's book up while I try to adjust.
I'm sorry, I'm downloading the new one.
Sorry?
I'm sorry, I'm downloading the new one. It's okay.
Trying to see if I can get the a little bit better. I'll read it while Jeff's getting the on the screen. Gemara says, Omar Rabba, Hayigdi Gonov Loi. He had a Gdi that was Gonov. Tavachai B'Shabbos. Chayiv. There's no Ptur of Kamal Rabbane. He's Chayiv Dal Mehase, says Rashi. The Chnas Chidushu. Rabba Sphir like Rameir. Rameir says, Leika umeshalem, mes meshalem, lesle, the Gemara says, Shani, hani de chidushu shechidsha tayre b'knas. Those two situations, the Gemara says on line 3, is Reb Meir holds, is a specific meyuchadik halacha that, and really, said Rashi in the top, alma b'tashlumei mamayin lesle mes meshalem. Can't have mes meshalem. Because of Torah Kamram Rabbanei. V'hocha tashlim arba v'chamisha k'nas heim. Dal v'hei is a k'nas. V'chol mishpat k'nas chidushu. The entire concept of a k'nas is a chidush. Hilkach af agaf de miktal. Even though in this case, because he was Tevech and Shabbos, he gets Misa. Namile mifter minei. L'kaman parach l'rabba alivid Rav Meir kasha. And the Gemara has an Akimta and Akash in the Mishnah, which we will get to at another time. So Rabbah then following up says, Hayu Gdi Ganav Lai Gdi, Ganav Gdi B'Choyl. He was going of this Gdi on Choyl. So then the Chi of Geneva was Chal on the time. And the Chai of Akeren, Utavacha, so the, as you all know, Dal Behei is a Gisra Geneva, but then, in addition to the Gisra Geneva, which is Chal B'Shas the Geneva, the Dal V'Hei is only Chal B'Shas the Tvicha Mechira. So the Chalois of the Geneva of the Karen, which is not a Knas, that was Unchoil. So he is a Gadaf now. And he went ahead and he was toiveach it on Shabbos, where the chiyuv of dal behei, which is a knas, is sequential, is simultaneous with the Isser Shabbos. Says Rashi, also lachiyuv de mamayin be Isser Shabbos al chiyuv knas. There's no Isser chiyuv mamayin. There's only an Isser chiyuv knas. Gemara says chayuv dal behei. Why? Because of the aforementioned chiddushu. Chiddush of the Chidusha Tarab Knas. Okay. That in such a case, even though Afagaf, the Mikdal Mashal, and the Gemara underscores this with the case of Rabba, how you can eat gun of loyal is already stolen, with Tavachai B'Shabbos, Chayiv. He is Chayiv. Why? Because, says Rashi, why? The Shekvar Neschayiv B'Geneva, Kodesh Bo, the Isser Shabbos, it wasn't at the same time, which violates the basic principle of Kam Lev and Ramineh. The Isser Geneva was Chal B'Choyal when he stole it. The Dalet B'Heil is B'Shas on Shabbos when the Tvicha took place. So that is not Torah Kamal Rabbele. Ganav Tavach B'Shabbos. What if the entire action took place in Shabbos? The next line. Pater Shemein Geneva and Tvicha Mechira. So there it is bundled into one issue. Rashi HaKadosh has to explain what the Yisrael of the Gemara is, what the Lomdus here of the Gemara. So Rashi says, "Ganav tavach b'Shabbos d'chiv mam d'karen asalei b'isser Shabbos pater the kaimel and aim meisim mishalim." As we said, there's no meisim mishalim. Rameir is moida, even though Rameir holds like a mishalim, but meisim mishalim normally does not hold. Kim that karen le mechayev knas, not me le mishalim tashlum medal v'hei. Since he's not chayev in the karen because it was all the geneva took place on Shabbos, so therefore the knas is inextricably linked to the karen. And he doesn't pay that either. You can't take out the Karen from the Dalad Vahayu. Rashi gives you some of the Akimtas of the Gemara later. The Gemara and Shabbos on the issues of Aitzah. Okay. So now Rashi defines the Lomdus of the Gemara. Shemen Geneva, Kleimishim Acha, Shapatal, Karim Shem Misa. He's pater because of Misa. Ain't Tvichave Mechira. Ain't a Mechuyev Knas. Elikid of Hirashti. He's not Mechuyev Knas.
I think the Rav is on mute.
Sorry. Mute button was pushed. Okay, so let's say this Rashi again. Ein tvicha ein mechira. So Rashi says, ein a mechuyev knas kedi pirashti. Tashlum arba chbiklei tashlum yishleishim va'arba. Ad kan sugya sa gemara famous akimta hanegei lenu nenu. So now the questions are manifold. Let's talk about the central question, which the Rishonim bring up. The Rashba says, why did the Gemara ask the Kasha? Why did the Gemara have to have this tzior of Ganav, Vitavach, Bishabbos? Why couldn't have made it much simpler? Gana b'Shabbos v'tayvav tavach v'chayil. Meaning, the ikar is the geneva was done on Shabbos. What's the difference when the tvicha was done? This is the Rashba's kasha. Why did the Gemara have to come on to this oikimta that everything took place on Shabbos? Typically, that it could have been sequential. And the sequence would have been Ganav b'Shabbos for Tavach b'Chayil. He's also pater for that reason. Because on the Karen, you're pater within Kamal Rabbanei. Therefore, you're pater in Dal B'Heshem, Ein Geneva, Ein Tricha Mechira. This is the Rashba's Kasha. And the Rishon of the Ritva follows the Rashba's Kasha. The Rashba is brought here on page 39. Ela she'adayin kasha li. I still have a kasha. Adayin kasha li, says the Rashba. Dem kei maishna tavacha b'Shabbos, afilo tavacha b'chayel nami. Shari patam rekefel. Because the b'Shabbos boloi. This is Shabbos is really chal on the Gneva. I'll say, It's on page 39. I say the tficha is afterwards. No, the main geneva ain't tficha umachira. The right side of page 39. There you go. The last two lines of the paragraph. Kashlin came aishem b'tvachem b'shabbos. Tvachem b'chayil ain't legeneva ain't tficha umachira. So the Rashi gives two tirutzim, which are negeya to Metzius questions. And the Ritva asks this kasha, and he says, Im Taimar, Lamali Ganavatavuk Shabbos on page 49. The Terutzim of the Rajba are important, but you need to set up a Kuregis kasha. And the Rajba's Terutzim are away from the core of the lumdus that we want to get here. So we're going to go to page 40 where the Ritva says, Lomeli gana for tavach b'shabbos. Fili gana b'shabbos for tavach b'chol nami. The Ritva asks the Rashi's kasha. So the Ritva says, Kvar tirtza Rashi, shem tavach b'chol, harehu ki'ilu chazar v'gunvay b'chol, u'mischayev akeret nami. We cannot use this okimta of gana b'shabbos and tavach. Why not? Because if, in fact, he would have been going off in Shabbos and Tavah B'chol, he is Chayiv Dolav Behe. You can't be Mechayiv in the Genevim Shum Kamayim L'Rabinei. Says the Ritva, a tremendous Chiddush, that the Tvicha is considered to be a Geneva. And therefore, the principle of Ein Geneva and Tvicha Mechira balls, and you can be mechayev him on the tficha b'chayel. Look at the way the Ritva explains it. He says b'das Rashi, bar tirtza Rashi shem tavach b'chayel, haru kilu chaz v'gunvay b'chayel, mischayev akeren nami. Why? Because as long as you weren't taveach it, it was in Rishusa Demara. As long as you want to weigh it, it will.
Sorry, the rest on mute.
If the tvicha, until the tvicha was done, it was Bershusa Demara. And therefore, it's as if when you were Tavech and Choyal, that's when you were Mitzit Mishus and Demara, and that's when the Geneva took place. Said the Ritva, provenly in this Svara that he attributes to Rashi, the Yafa Kiven, Mizbaran Devar Mashram Peg Meruba, brings a raya from famous Gemara in Meruba that somebody stole the Chavita of the Chamra and it was subject to price change. It was Tavrash Shasya, he did a Mais Midayim. He pays the higher price. Why is that? Because, skip two lines, we don't say the tvicha on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, the geneva takes place on chayel. In this case, it is the geneva of the tvicha. So the Ritva's teretz is a big chiddush. According to the Ritva, if you were teveach ganav and Shabbos teveach b'chayil yitakadal chayiv dal behei. B'chayir, you can't be mechayivim on the geneva because it's kamlai min raminei, because it was a ganav and Shabbos. No. The tvicha itself, which took place in chayil, in the Raj B'sir, which the Ritva repeats, that is considered to be the Etzem Geneva. Ask Mekiveger, how can this be? How can you be Mechayevim on the Tvicha, that the Tvicha is a Geneva? The Geneva was done when the Gedi was Nershus and the Ganav, and not Nershus and the Bailim. And we have a Chiddush that if you're a Geinev from a Ganav, you're a Potter. And this is equivalent to be Gainav Menagadav. Look how he explains it. My timer, he explains the kasha. The medut lishn of the rabba. Gone of a tavuk shabbos potter. Make name of myer tavuk shabbos will tavuk lemachrois and machayil potter. He asks his kasha without referencing the Rashba, the Ritva. Could be he didn't have them. Well, Zet Nira. The Ilut, it's not, would not be the first time Rikveger would be Mechavin to a Rishonim's kasha. Well, Zet Nira. The Lotavcha Bechel Ha Tvicha Atzmai Evgeneva Tvicha. So Rikveger says this Svara Midas Nafshe, that the Teretz, basically the Ritva's Teretz, that the Tvicha. The chayil is a tvicha atzma is geneva and tvicha. The afti yeshleimar kim de ganvay tchila ein lechayiv ayal tvicha mishum geneva. Then going of achar agan of chayiv. Effectively, what you're doing by mechayiv on the tvicha is if the tvicha is a geneva, but that's the second geneva here. So it's equivalent to a goin of achar agan of. And our halacha is, Ein a goyna v'achar agan of chayiv. The maishon de gana v'achar agan of eshuatz mechaz v'domnei. Kam okim yesh leimar, kivin da ganei v'haya b'shabbos, v'loi kam b'shusay l'shum chiyav de kam leim b'nun abirei. Since the ganei was on Shabbos, through Kvergis Kasha, there are, let's freeze it here for a second, the Kvergis Kasha was ma'irer many terutzim. The Kvergis basic teretz is that the Gneva Rishayna, first Gneva, remember there's two Gnevas here, there's Gneva Aleph, and then there's Gneva that is associated with the Chalais Din of the Tvicha. Sedra Kvergis, since the first Gneva is Kamei Ramanei, that is Mafkia the Shem Gneva. It's not considered to be a Gneva at all. And therefore, it's not in the Rishus of the Ganav. Never happened. Kamei Ramanei. We view at it as if somehow, magically, this Gneva never took place because of Kamei Ramanei. And therefore, of course, if it never took place, can't be going to win a Ganav. This is the teretz of embedded in Rekiva Eger. The Agav Lechere, the Ritva, can't learn this away from his Kasha because the Ritva is bringing a Raya from Tarva Shasya. Tarva Shasya is in the considered to be in the Rishus of the Ganav, which is the whole reason why he's Mechayev on the higher price, Tarva Shasya. So the Achronim, the Rishivas, offer various Mahalchim. We're only going to be able to give you a taste of a few of them. I'm going to offer them shaloi, not chronologically, but in building it up here, let's try to get at least the Berachos Avraham. I think we're still B'tayach Shanas, Eivel Avraham Erlinger, going to Avraham Erlinger, and then we'll try to tell you Teretz of Agoin of Shmuel Rizvavsky, Mary Rabbi, and Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shal Yisrael. So the Berachos Avraham says, a chiddush. Let me tell it to you outside, and then we'll see a few lines here. Inside, you can scroll down to where it's important. He says that from Rabbi Kivega, we see, from the side of Rabbi Kivega, says that Kamal Ramane makes it believe there was no Geneva. Several things happened. First of all, the Chiddush of Kveger extends to the fact that if there's no Geneva, because he's Chayiv Misa, he's not even Chayiv Anointsim. Normally, a Ganav, when there's no Lesa of Misa, is Chayiv Anointsim. This proves that there's no Kinyan Geneva at all. According to Kveger, the Kamar Rabnei zaps the Geneva, Ki Iloi Hoya, he's not even Chayiv Anointsim. And because there's no Kinyani Geneva, magically, I used to use the word magically, I mean, through Kamein Rabine, there is no Kinyani Geneva at all. And therefore, you don't have a Chiv of Gainav and a Ganav because there's no Chavitz that belongs to the first Ganav. It's as if thematically, the Ganav is not here. Here he says, he brings through the Rishonim, the Kasha, the Ritva, and he says, "Regarding Kveger Kasav Tam Shachayel Tzvi Cholim Rishon Shapartim Tam Shugayim Ben Aganav Shekvari Aganav Beis Bayil Meshabes Shul Vegneva Shul Kasav Kol Is Kayev Tzvi Mugayim Aganav How Could He Be Mechayev He's Stealing From Aganav?" The Shleimar says, "Kveger Kivn Degbiya Hayis Meshabes Since the Gneva Is Meshabes Since the original Gneva Is Shabes That They Come Ramle Nas Aganav Lashumini Des Chavis." Kveger says, "The coming Ramine, because it took place in Shabbos, is Mafkia the Shame Ganav, Einoi Bechlal Ganav, Le Mikra Achkach Kain Mena Ganav. Umay Ganav Alayde Meshicha Bershus Bailim, Bershus Arabim. Deloy Hafe Meshicha. Yishleim with the Mikra Adayim Beis Bailim, Shoy Yuchel Mladishoy. Okay, and he says, Tzirch Tzarechia. This is the way the Brachas Avraham learns in Reb Kveger, and if you see if you go down, he continues to explain why the Gneva is b'chlal not kililu lohaya, and why it is as if there is no kinyani Gneva, and therefore he's not even b'chayv b'aitz. Morozovsky has a different way of answering this kasha. It's based on the Nesivus. The Nesivus in Siman Lamed Aleph explains what the Ptur of Gneivah Ben Aganav is. He says it's limited to a case where the second Ganav is not increasing the Ganeva more by being Maitzit Chefetz Meshus Abaylam. The Ptur of Goyinav ben Aganav, Ein HaGoyinav ben Aganav Chayev is only when he is the second Geneva, does not take the Chayfetz out of the Rishus of the Bailam. It's Goyinav ben Aganav. The guy figured out a way to do it without being Maitzi Rishus Bailam. But if you're being Maitzi it, Avada, you are Chayev because you are considered to be Maisiv to the Geneva. Here he brings Kveger's Kasha in the middle of the paragraph. Tertz Kveger, Tertz Ritva, Tova Chel, Tvichatz of Maisel, Geneva, Tvichi Yachtab, Shchayab Dawad, hey. Then Kveger says, the Chayrat's Kainam and Aganav, Tertz Kveger. Bottom line, Kim the Geneva, Haya Bashabas, and Shchayab, Ainsim, Tamil Rami, as a Tvich, Bachal, Mikha Geneva, Lechashav, Kainam and Aganav. So if you scroll down, first, the Shmuel tries one mahalach, and he goes down and he brings a nesivus. Yashal chaynish mevarim in this way, Kveger al pi yisaydish al nesivus. Shekas of derak hecha, sheyish al ganav chiyum shal ganeva, zmin shal shakadam shal ganeva, kanchinu kadayma, alech jen lak chiyum shal ganeva, then Kel Rabbanei, Ela Kinyan Shal Ganeva. So, and therefore, would come out, if you scroll down, you'll see that Dr. Shmuel says that a Ganeva and a Ganev has to add, has to be not adding to the original Ganeva. But when you're adding to the original Ganeva, then the Chalois din of Ein HaGoyinav and HaGanav Chayev doesn't apply. Rav, therefore, if that's the case, the case of the Ritva's Kasha of Tvicha B'Chayil, that, according to the Nesivus he studied, that adding to Geneva takes away the Ptur of Goyinav and HaGanav, therefore, in our case, Avada Yechayev, and a Goyinav and HaGanav does not apply. And Kveger's Kasha is not Shver. Why? Because when you're being Tayveach at Bechayel, Avada, Ein Lacha, Maisa, Gedela, Mizul, you're killing the Behema. You're being Ma'abe the Behema, and you're taking out of Rishus Bailem. So you Zichar are creating a much greater action, which creates a much greater end action, which creates a new chiyuv of mamonis. Well, here goes through three or four different mahalchim, a paraton, the site of the nesivus, and then he goes on to explain it through a teretz of Reb Chaim. Let's take a look at this on page 46. Oid efshed svar loymer shebetavach b'chayil leilei din ganav neganav. The reason why there shouldn't be a din of ganav neganav like a kvegus kasha. Why? According to Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim says that the hezek, the tamid hezek have a mitzurif l'maisa ganeva. In a classical case of ganeva, the hezek is attached to the maisa ganeva. Hezek has to be attached inextricably a part of the Maisa Geneva. So if that's the case, the Tficha, which has been served to the Maisa Geneva Rishon, is when you stole it. Aye, when you did it the second time, B'chayil, you Tavech, B'chayil, that's not considered to be a Geneva and a Ganav. Because the Geneva Rishon is the one that is Meshuz Bailam. Aye, you'll say it's Kamei Ramanei, Koin Trebek Kibager, and therefore it has no Mitzias to it, but that can't be because Akan Reb Kveger says that there's no Mitzias linchiv of Ptur. But avaida the Mitzias hageneva nimsheches kolazman, the fact that it is gonov is nimshech the entire time. Amshocha zayshal ma'isa geneva is no kam rabbinay because kam rabbinay is only on the chalistin of geneva and therefore the halacha of gainav and ganav does not apply. Let's conclude here. So we have Rav Ellinger's Yisoid. We have Rav Shmuel's Yisoid, either answering on the basis of Nesivus, that there has to be a upgrade in the Maisa Geneva, or in Rav Chaim, that the Maisa Geneva has to be Nimshach. And now let's conclude here with Rav Elchanan. Rav Elchanan has a big Yisoid in Hilchas Geneva. He says, as we all know, when you steal something, Gemara says it's no longer Bashus HaBailim. What is the reason why Chazal said it's no longer Bashus HaBailim? So one way of looking at it is that L'chaira, because the Ganav has Kinyane Geneva, Ad Kedei Kach, but as we said earlier, under most circumstances, he's Chai Boinsin. Once the Ganav is Kinyane Geneva, that takes it out of the Rishus Balam because he was Kaina it. That's one way of learning it. Says Rav Chanan, that's not really the reason. That's not the reason. The reason is the fact that there is a Yisoid that's called that it's no longer in Rishus of the Bailim is a function of the fact that the Ganav Metzias has it and is being ma'akev the return. She's not letting it go back. Says Rav Chanan, if that's the case, what was the problem we had here? We had a problem we had here was that the Kveger Asakasha is going to win a Ganav. Says Rav Chanan, no. The tour of Goynev Mibeis HaGanav, that your potter of Goynev and HaGanav is only shyest when there's a second person. Reuven was the Ganav, Ganav number one, and he stole it from the Nigdal. We don't need a name for him. Came along Shimon, and he actively stole it from Reuven. So there it is a Chiddush, because I'll say that the second person is not a Ganav. Why? Because if the Yisoid of Geneva is preventing its return to the Nignav, being ma'akev it from going back to the Bailim, since it was already ma'ukev, it could not be returned because of the first Ganav. So it was already not returnable. So the second ganav is not increasing anything on the Isser Geneva. Because if the site of the Isser Geneva is non-return, non-ability to be to return to the Bialim, that the first ganav that Reuven did. That's when you have two, when you have Reuven and Shimon. But what if you have, which is a Kvega scenario, only Reuven? But you want to have a functional kind of an aganav, one guy stealing twice. That's Rav Kvega's charifistic akasha. Says Rav Chanan, that's not applicable to one person. You can't have a goyim of an aganav being the same person. You'll say, why not? The first was a geneva, and the second one is a tficha, as Rav Kvega asks, as Ritva asks. And therefore, the tficha should be considered the second geneva. Says Rav Chanan, can't. Because the whole yisoid of the Chiyuve Geneva is because the Balabas is Mu'ukav, the Niganam is Mu'ukav from having it. He can't have it. Malustam nisht. You're not returning it to him. So that's good when you have two actors. So then you can don who's not returning it to him. And therefore, it's the first guy is not returning to him. But here, if you want to say there's two Genevas because the same person was Taveach, that can't be a Ptur of a Gain of an Aganav. Why? Because the Tvicha is just a Hamshacha, like Rav Chaim said, of the Behemoth's equal Mishas Bailim. That's not a classical din of Gain of an Aganav. Look here in Rav Chanan. Chanan is a somewhat longer piece than is normal. And Rav Chanan here, I'll try to take out two lines here. He says, Hodlai Rav Shus Abayel Mahagdish, about halfway down the right side. There's two reasons why it's not considered Shus Bailam. Number one is because the Ganav has some Kinyani Geneva. And number two, the Payel Ainer Rav Shusai, Shem Bekoyach Abayel Makabos Gezele, Gaz Leiden Lai. And he goes on to Bayes and Afkamina between the two. So he said, Ibazai, Rav Kvega's kasha is not shver. Why? The Hassam Taima, it's on the left side, about 6-7 lines in Kuf Chav Gimel. The Hassam Taima, about 7-8 lines, from the Gambalea Ganav Achrayna Kvar Eina B'shus Abayla, Megnei V'shayna. In a classical case, it's not there. It's not returnable. Aval hacha ilava gneva shniyah, if not for the tvicha, he know a nice nachshus labayim lital. Had the Reuven said, "Come get it," mikra b'shusay, then it would taka be in the nignav b'shus. But nimtza with the b'gneva say hashniyah, garim shleite b'shus abayim. He's actually accomplishing something, and therefore that would be not considered to be a gain of an aganav because he's being mamshach. By not returning it, by creating the e-possibility of return, by being Taveach it, you have been mamshech the Tvicha, and therefore, it's not a classical, you know, kind of an aganav. Adkan Rabbi Sai, so let's chazer briefly. We had the Gemara's Yisayid of Ganav for Shabbos, Tavach B'chayil, asks, and the Gemara says, Ein Tvicha, and Ein Ganav and Tvicha Mechira, ask the Rajma and the Ritva, why did the Gemara say Ganav Tavach B'Shavas? What's wrong with Ganav Tavach B'Chayil? And L'Chayir Adikar is Ganav that was done on Shabbos. And what's the difference when the Tvich was done? Says the Ritva that Tanya was Ganav and Shabbos Tavach B'Chayil Yitaka Chayiv Dal Behei. You're not Chayiv on the Ganav because of Kamin Ramane. It doesn't matter. The Tvich Atzma is Nechsheves Kene Ganav and therefore you're Chayiv. Ask from Kivager. Effectively, you're being Gain of Menagana. And we offer three or four different Mahalchim to explain possible Terutzim to Rabbi Kivergus Kasha, the Berchus Ram, who says it's no dinam of Kinyana Geneva, Rav Shmuel Alpi, the Nesivis, who says the Ptur is only when there's an actual increase in the Geneva. Chaim, who says that there's a Hamshacha, And Rabbi Chanan says that the mitzias of Gainav Achar Aganav cannot apply here because Gainav Achar Aganav, the site of the Isser is the equiv of giving it back. And in the case of one person, there's no extra equiv of giving it back until you actually come to the Tzvicha. And then maybe perhaps by killing it, you have prevented it from coming back. But classically, there can't be a Gainav and Aganav. Kan Rabbi Sai, next week we'll move on to the sugya of Chayav Nisus Shogeg, one of the core sugyas in Illinois. Everybody have a good week. Asher Keichach.